increasingly, Google is playing such a big role in the success of a business. And it's not just dependent on how you search for a particular service and whether your business pops up first on the Google search page. No, it comes down often to reviews. Reviews on Google and how you're rated. And it can be quite dangerous. Some customers may well leave a negative rating on your Google review page, and then your business suffers. How do you navigate this? Jesse Weatherly is a marketing expert and joins us on the program. Hello, Jesse.
Hi, how are you going, Clinton?
A lot of people, good morning, wouldn't even realise that this can be a problem for them.
Absolutely. I mean, Google reviews are really powerful, and that can be positive and negative, obviously. Firstly, you have to have a Google My Business page listing. That's what helps people find you when you're searching on Google. But then the Google reviews are about the choice. So when I read the Google reviews, that's how I'm then going to choose whether you're the right business for me. And we know that somewhere in the vicinity of 70 to 90% of people trust an online review as much as they do a personal recommendation.
Now, can you actually trust what you read on Google? Because I guess, given it's an open platform, I would assume that there are, for instance, people who have a particular beef with a business would let fly.
Yeah, look, I think there's a few factors here. Yes, absolutely. People who do have a legitimate beef with a business can certainly leave a negative review. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because sometimes if you've got all sort of five-star reviews, people don't trust that either, because it sort of seems too good to be true.
Yeah.
So having a couple of sort of negative or not so positive reviews in there isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's all about how you handle that. Because if you just ignore it, or you sort of, you know, fight back to people and you sort of have an open negative discussion, that can damage you even more. So what people look for is how you've actually responded to that negativity.
So as a marketing expert, how do you recommend people if they see, if you're running, say, a restaurant or a cafe, for instance, and a negative review pops up on Google, how do you respond?
So you need to respond straight away, and you need to apologise, or tell them that you'll take it offline. So if it's, you know, say a restaurant and somebody's left a negative review, then you get straight on there and say, look, I'm really sorry. We didn't, you know, whatever the situation is, that's not how we, how we expect our service to be. You know, please contact us directly and we're happy to sort this out for you, or something like that, so that people who are seeing that can say, oh, yeah, they've jumped straight on it, they've dealt with that. If you are negative back and go, oh, but you didn't do this or you didn't do that, that's where, people will judge you.
What do you think about the thought of encouraging your customers to leave reviews?
Absolutely. You need to be encouraging customers and asking for reviews, because they have such a positive impact on your business when people are choosing, particularly local businesses. So if I'm searching for, hairdresser near me or cafe near me, you're going to come up with your Google listings. I'm going to look at those reviews, and that's going to help determine whether I use your business or not. So the more positive Google reviews on there, the better. So, people don't automatically go and leave a review most of the time. So it is good to prompt them. You can't offer incentives, though. That is a big no-no. So you don't say, oh, I'll leave a Google review and we'll give you, a discount or free movie tickets or something like that. It does have to be goodwill. But absolutely encourage your customers to leave reviews.
If you have, and your recommendation earlier was to respond to the negative review straight away. Say if you're a business owner and perhaps you haven't been as savvy with this as you should be, and you've left negative reviews grow, for instance, is there a way to crawl back your reputation, recover your reputation?
The best way is to fill it up with plenty of good reviews. So this is where you would go on the forefront and actually ask happy customers to leave as many good reviews as you can get them to, one each, but, get as many customers to leave good reviews for you, because those older reviews will sort of make their way down to the bottom and they won't be as obvious.
Because being the internet, I guess once something is published on the internet, whether it's a good review or a bad review, it is there forever.
It is. And that's okay, because it is okay to have some of that stuff on there. But you want to make sure that you're getting plenty of new reviews on there that are starting to, you know, help that average, particularly if you've got a low average, because when people don't necessarily read all the reviews, they'll look at the average. So if you've got a 3.8 or something like that and someone else has got 4.8, then you need to make sure that you're sort of getting enough more positive ones to, you know, keep that number going back up again.
Really good advice. And I think for some business owners, it's quite an eye-opener having a look at this. So thank you for your time, Jessie.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.
Jessie Weatherly, marketing expert.